With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill, and I listen to the Fun Belt Podcast.
This is the Fun Belt Podcast, part of the Believe Network.
Folks, to Dusty Thibodeau of Warhawk Report, Jeremy Harper of Howlraiser, and Shane Metlin of the Daily News Record.
I think it's potentially a very good week for the Sun Belt.
But I'm just kind of going off on a random rant. It's just frustrating. It's
Another Fun Belt Podcast. The gang's all here.
Yeah.
Last episode, Jeremy, I don't know how we top ourselves having talked with Phil Steele, talking football, all conference performers. But somehow we'll do it this episode. I just know that we will.
No, we can't. We need to shut down the show right now before we embarrass ourselves. Unless we have a great guest. If we have a great guest, we should continue on. If we don't have a great guest, Tibbs, we should spare ourselves some embarrassment and just ride off into the sunset.
There was another show that did that after they had some pretty big guests.
At Seinfeld?
Yeah, exactly.
We are the Seinfeld of Sunbelt podcasting.
So, guys, I want to talk before we get to our guest for the episode.
Okay.
Expansion is always on everyone's mind.
Sure.
And in having some talks with athletic directors around the league, there's no real interest in slicing the pie even further to get more teams in. But there's two teams that are really being vocal about coming into the league. And there's two that I think that we as a league should reach out to. So I ask y'all, if there are the two teams, who do you think are the most vocal wanting into the Sun Belt Conference?
Okay. Do we get one choice, one pick?
You get as many as you'd like, Jeremy.
Well, just for the sake of being succinct, I'm just going with one pick. Middle Tennessee, those Blue Devil bastards.
Blue Raiders are incorrect. Shane.
Not the Blue Devils? No.
You know, before they wound up in Conference USA, right, I would have said Missouri State. Seems like you always hear about them wanting to get in, but I don't think that's the correct answer at this point.
Who do you think it is?
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in the UCF, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on some blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here.
Or is that your guess? That's your guess is Missouri State?
That's the one I'll throw out there
for conversation. It seems like, and I'd be okay if we brought just the mascot in. We need to have Big Red brought back into the Sun Belt Conference. Well, not Western Kentucky. I could care less about Western Kentucky. I just want Big Red back into the league.
The big blood clot himself, you would want part of the Sun Belt.
The mascot that smells of cotton candy and Fireball. Yes, that is the mascot that I would love to have back in the league.
Yeah. You know, I honestly, Western Kentucky has been sort of eclipsed by its own mascot. Have they not? I mean, like, everybody loves Big Red. That's universal. Not everybody loves Western Kentucky. So I don't know. That's kind of a hard thing to live with.
Are you implying that James Madison as a mascot is not as big as the university?
The Duke? Is it some guy that's a Duke? I don't even know who the James Madison mascot is. Is it a dog? Do you have a bulldog with a crown on it?
Duke Dog is the mascot. It's a bulldog all dressed up.
Okay. He has a cane and the scepter.
They had a president way back when. It might have been when they started sports, actually. I'm not sure. Samuel P. Duke was the president of Madison College way back when, and I believe he had a bulldog as a pet. And so they became the Dukes with the Duke Dog as the mascot.
I see. So thanks for clearing that up. Now, the Warhawks, though, they weren't always the Warhawks, right?
No, we were the Indians. We were the original Indians.
Yeah, okay.
Of the Sun Belt Conference. The only Indian of the Sun Belt Conference.
What happened to that?
We changed mascots and haven't been able to beat Arkansas State since.
Yes! You have been cursed!
Pretty much.
So, all right, so Western Kentucky has been mouthing around. Who else has been mouthing?
The voice of the Conference USA, but it's the team that everybody hates. Louisiana Tech.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Louisiana, but okay. Yeah.
They see the light that Conference USA is the sinking ship and is not the greener pasture that they perceived it to be when they left originally.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we all see CUSA as a conference that's really clinging right now. Not to really bust on, well, yes, two busts, particularly on CUSA. But Louisiana Tech, man, you know what? A lot of people in the Sun Belt hate Louisiana Tech, Tibbs.
Yeah, they're elite. They're better than everybody. They're better than Arkansas State, James Madison, Louisiana Lafayette, and everybody else in between.
Shane, you don't understand the fire, that the hatred that peaks when somebody says Louisiana Tech to any current Sun Belt team. And to tell you the truth, I'm not even in that camp. Like, to me, Louisiana Tech is just another team out there. But the old timers before me, the Southland guys, man, they view Louisiana Tech like on par with anybody in hell right now. That's where Louisiana Tech is. That's where they rate. And I know for Tibbs, that hatred is even stronger.
It sounds like Tibbs is trying to say he wouldn't pay a premium to be in a conference with Louisiana Tech.
I wouldn't pay shit to be in a conference with him. I won't even put him in my conference in NCAA football.
Wow. See, I'm like fine with Louisiana Tech. I think they run a pretty good sports program. They field winners on occasion. They'd fit right in, but no, we can't have them because everybody hates them.
Well, yes. Go ahead, Shane.
Well, I was going to say I'm with you, or I guess with the conference leaders that you've heard from, which you said at the beginning, is like there's no reason to split the pie any further unless you're going to bring in teams that'll make that pie bigger. And right now, I don't think there is any. Maybe in a few years where when the Americans starts getting towards the end of their TV contract and they're not going to get the same level of money next time around, maybe there'll be some teams that might be available that might be
But my first order of business when I lead the coup in New Orleans against Commissioner Keith Gill at Sunbelt Media Days.
Oh, wow.
I'm issuing two invitations day one of Media Days.
Breaking news.
My two teams to add to the league, they have no home. And if they do have a home, they don't want their home. The Sun Belt will be expanding to take in Notre Dame and Florida State.
Now, I thought when you said no home, we're going to hear Washington State and Oregon State. I was like, well, that would be a bizarre footprint, but at least Florida State and Notre Dame would be a closer to the Sun Belt footprint. I like this. But I like what you're thinking.
We could add the Pac-2 and bring back Idaho.
No!
They're divisional rivals. They're all right there together. Jeremy, I love the way you think. That's why you are the best deputy commissioner of the league.
Oh, for the love of God, Tibbs, we can't bring back Idaho. We just can't. We can't do that to ourselves. Next, you'll be saying New Mexico State.
Beautiful sunset over the stadium.
No! Oh, God. You're killing me. Shane, talk some sense to them. We can't have we can have Florida State and Notre Dame. I think we can make some room in the Sun Belt for those programs if they meet certain academic criteria, if they meet certain like capacity, like stadium capacity criteria, and you know, if they pass an FBI check, we could probably let in Florida State and Notre Dame. But for the love of God, there's no way we can bring back Idaho ever. What? Wait.
Just remember that Florida State has a clown college, Jeremy.
What if though? What if Notre Dame and Florida State said, "Okay, we want to come, and we're ready to sign on, but you got to bring along our buddy Idaho."
Done. Done.
I don't know what I would say.
Why are we wasting time talking about this?
All right, let's Gino flip this, Tibbs. Let's say Florida State and Notre Dame says, okay, we're coming in, but we got to have Louisiana Tech too. That's our bud. We got to go. What would you say?
Well, yeah, because we need a new team that rides low in the standings across the board.
Oh, okay.
We're willing to make that concession for you.
You are willing to sacrifice all your principles and pride just to bring in Notre Dame and Florida State. You will bring in Louisiana Tech. Me, on the other hand, it's a deal blower. You know, if you have to bring in Idaho, I don't want to see Notre Dame. I don't want to see Florida State. Adios. Good luck on your own.
Man, that went out of hand quick.
We went from welcoming Notre Dame and the Seminoles to rejecting them outright for the fictional possibility that they'd want Idaho or Louisiana Tech into the conference. Wow.
One thing that's not fictional, though,
what's that?
Is our guest for the Bet Online segment of the show.
Yes.
Will Turner, outfielder for South Alabama, gives us the inside scoop of his time playing for the Jags and heading out west to Chase Field in Phoenix for the MLB Combine. Jeremy, baseball season's over.
Yes.
We know that it was the Raging Cajuns for the regular season. In the postseason, hell, it seems like forever ago that I don't even remember who lifted the trophy in Montgomery. One team that wasn't there, unfortunately, though, South Alabama, the Jaguars, once again breaking our hearts with underachievement, but a guy that is going on to do big things, outfielder Will Turner. Will Turner, if I can ever speak, Jeremy. Look, you have me nervous, Jeremy.
Well, you've been drinking. You got to stop.
Well, that's probably true. He went out west to Phoenix for the MLB Combine after having a great season, third team All-American, played in the Cape Cod League that you know nothing about still, Jeremy, where he was an all-star last year, hitting .295.
I'm learning.
He's learning. Will, welcome in on the Bet Online part of our show. Tell us, how great was Phoenix other than the Heat, but how great was it being on Chase Field competing with some of the nation's best prospects?
It was awesome. I was just super, super happy to be there, and I'm glad I got the opportunity to, and you know, to experience that. And it was great. It's always fun being on a big league field. You know, they aren't as big as they look. It's the same dimensions as college and everything, but it's really cool seeing all the stands there, and you know, it's just great.
You get to meet with all the teams. You get to meet with scouts. What teams really kind of jumped out at you that maybe you didn't expect to kind of jump out at you? You know, because growing up in Alabama, you're a Braves fan through and through. I can already see that on you. But was there another team that just really jumped out? You're like, man, I didn't know that this team was actually pretty cool and might be good to be part of the organization.
I mean, I enjoyed my interviews and conversations with every team. They had great things to say, and you know, I like the way that they all think and the way that they do things. At least what they told me. And you know, at this point, like I'm just excited for the opportunity to get to play and you know, work my way up to the big leagues.
So, Will, you go to the combine. You know, the NFL combine, it's kind of a circus. You know, they got the athletes out there lifting weights and running through cone drills and doing all kinds of feats of strength and speed. Is it similar? Is the experience similar for the Major League Baseball combine, or is it a little less ridiculous?
It's essentially, it's very similar besides the lifting weights part of it.
You're not benching? Oh, man.
No.
He didn't have to run the fat man in the spandex 40. He did not have to do that.
Okay.
We just had we did like on-field stuff, on-field workout, hit BP, and outfielders threw to bases, and infielders took ground balls. Catchers, I didn't really see many catchers do anything, but they caught bullpens and would probably throw to bases, I would think. But that part was super cool. Being able to hit those big league balls, they're a lot different than college in a good way. And then, you know, we had a lot of medical testing that we had to do outside of the field for a bunch of teams, and so they can have that information going into the draft. And and then we did some like mobility testing, and we ran the 30-yard dash and broad jumped, and did some vertical jump stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty similar to the NFL combine. Yeah. It's just, you don't have the 6'8", 320-pound guys just walking around. It's, you know, but
just the designated hitters, right? So let me, amongst the athletes, I know there must be some competition, but is it good camaraderie, or is everybody just all business?
I think it's a little bit of both. The baseball community is such a small, you know, small world, and a lot of us have, you know, played against each other and for a while growing up, and a lot of us have met playing each other, you know, during school season. And a lot of my buddies that I've met, you know, have been, of course, I met a ton of people playing up on the Cape and made great friends up there. And, you know, I saw some of them, spent some time with them while I was in Phoenix, and met a few other people, you know, and, you know, hit it off with a few guys. And it was just great, you know, but at the end of the day, it is business once you get on the field. But off the field, you know, it was just a great time hanging out with dudes and, you know, just enjoying our experience there.
1 of 8 from the Sun Belt to go. Did y'all kind of have a little camaraderie with your fellow Sun Belters?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, me and Joe Sullivan, of course, he's one of my best friends. And me and Derek Bender is a good buddy of mine too. And Fenwick Trimble as well. We were able to all hang out, and it was pretty funny. You know, Bender's always the loudest guy in the room, and he's he's a character, but he's fun to be around, super fun to be around. And, you know, it's just cool to, especially for the Sun Belt. You know, I think that we were even talking about it. We were like, we feel like that our league, if we put like an all-star team of the Sun Belt together, we feel like that we could compete with anyone. It'd be a good game, but I think that it'd be a pretty good one.
Well, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had 1 year left at South Alabama before deciding to turn pro. Is that correct?
Yes.
So was there any thought that maybe I need to stay one more year, stick around with my teammates, do this rodeo one more time, or were you ready? Was it time?
It was time. I had this had been my plan since, since high school, and I was lucky enough to go to a place like South Alabama and be around great guys and a great coach like Mark Calvey. And, you know, those 3 years there were amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, but it's time for me to move on and, take the next step.
I don't want to harp on the negative there, Will, because it was a great year for you. That's obviously why you got the invite to go out to Phoenix for the combine and such. This past year, a 994 fielding percentage, one error. What happened on the one error to keep you from the perfect fielding percentage?
Yeah, do you remember this error? Do you replay it in your mind over and over and over and over?
I mean, I've thought about it, but I moved on from it. It was honestly just a focus thing, I think. I mean, the wind was blowing in like 25 miles an hour at Texas State, and guy hit a ball really, really well. And, I just completely clanked it, which that happens like once every 1,000 chances that like I just straight up clank one off my glove and just took my eye off of it too early. But after that, I've made it a very, very important thing to make sure that I watch it all the way in, and maybe watch it in while I'm running into the dugout too, make sure I got it in.
For giving you the post-traumatic stress on that, you know, Will, but I saw that and I was like, he's got to remember that. And there's got to be a great story to it.
He certainly remembers the details.
Yeah, it was just a boneheaded play, but luckily I was able to make up for it the next inning. So it was all good.
So who gives you the most shit when you make an egregious error? Like an error that's all your fault. Is it the pitcher or the coach?
I mean, I don't honestly. Not a lot of guys gave me shit for it. You know, I was just kind of like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like,
oh man,
I was like, that's on me.
Like, break up the perfect game or no hitter or anything like that, though, did it?
No, it didn't do that.
No, right? No.
He
was able to get out of the inning in like two pitches after that. So, thank the Lord. I would have felt a lot worse about it, but
baseball guys are always quirky. What's the quirk you have that you're definitely going to bring with you to the next level?
I mean, I set my stuff in the dugout the exact same every time. Like, I've set it the same way every time since I was probably 13 years old. And like, I set my cleats to the left. I put my elbow guard like on the top or on the top of my turfs. And then my BGs are like sitting on my cleats, and then I put my oven mitt like in between my helmet and my cleats, and I put my hand guard right there too. I put my shin guard in my helmet, and then I put my glove to the right of my helmet. And there's a lot of more things, but I think honestly it's just more of a routine thing and just focusing on like the process of things, because in the game now, what I've learned is like being focused on the process, and it takes your mind off of results and being result oriented. So just focusing on like little things like that, you know, like things like that are what I do when I go on deck. Like when I go on deck, I like touch my toes like three times, and then like I take like three warm-up swings, and then I'm ready to go. And it's just kind of focusing on like things like that kind of takes you off of being like, oh, I got to get hit right here. And I've always been a routine oriented person, and some people call it superstition, and it can be that way. But to me, it's more just a routine thing.
sounds like process, which is really cool. Do you remember when you first started doing your little ritual in the dugout, putting things in the same place? Or is it something that you felt like you've always done from the beginning?
I know for a fact. I mean, I can remember it. You know, I was 13. I was in seventh grade playing at Northview High School. And I did it for the first time. And I think I got like two or three hits that day. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing this, man.
Yeah, a good day will trigger that.
Yeah. So, if it works, it works. So
who's your early influence, you know, starting the game of baseball? You know, I have two kids of my own. We've been through that baseball grind. It's a tough grind. What got you through being a 13-year-old kid, going through the practices, going through the off seasons, going through the trainings and doing it? I guess you do it year round now. Who got you through that?
Well, I mean, my dad has played a big role, and my mom as well in my life for athletic purposes. They were both athletes, and I played football and basketball growing up along with baseball. And I was a better football player until I was about 13 or 14. And I mean, I think that playing those other sports, I think that helped me long term with where I'm at now. That would be my advice to young kids, is to play as many sports as you can. Live in a trailer on the road. Like, we would take an RV with us and go up to Atlanta, and we would live in that for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. You know, those are moments that I'll cherish forever because of the time that they invested in me. You know, I wouldn't be here without them. So I'm just super thankful.
No hardware for you at South Alabama, but what's your biggest memory you have being a Jaguar?
My biggest memory, I think a good one was beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa. That was a good one. And then my favorite, like for me personally, was my two homer game last year against Lafayette at home. That was pretty cool. So
amongst your Sun Belt, the conference foes, which team irritated you the most, just aggravated you the most, that you wanted to beat the most?
I mean, for some reason, like, I came into South my freshman year, and there was always this rivalry between us and Troy.
Oh.
And us and Coastal Carolina as well, but unfortunately we didn't get to play them this year. But there's always been like a little bit with Troy. I don't know really what it is. I kind of feel that way about every team, but there's just a little bit more behind Troy for some reason. And I'm really not sure why, because I have a few friends on that team who I love and who are good dudes. And, but just every time we play them, I'm like, man, I want to beat the shit out of these guys. And
listen, it's okay not to have any emotional attachment whatsoever to the Warhawks. That's absolutely okay, Will. You have no reason to feel hatred or love for the Warhawks, because nobody does.
I mean, that one's that's a tough one, because also Lafayette too. They're a team like that for me as well. But ULM, there was a little bit more of like a dislike towards them this year, because I got hit in the head last year by them.
Oh my God. Thibodeau apologized.
And
I wasn't on the mound. I mean, I could have been, but you
I wasn't sure if it was right after a home run, and I wasn't sure if that was intentional or but it's all good now. They're a great team, and they've got good players, and you know, they always play their ass off against us, so it makes for a good series.
And we're just proud that Arkansas State's finally going to field a team there, Jeremy.
I don't know, but maybe. We'll see. Oh my God.
Will, we can't thank you enough for breaking away as you get ready to hear your name called in the draft. In the words of my great college professor, don't forget about us rednecks when you're up there living the high life. When you're there in the hometown of Montgomery playing for the Biscuits, whether it be there, you know, the Wahoos or any other great team name that they have throughout the minor leagues. Don't forget about us. We'd love to have you back again sometime later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever you guys want.
Thanks, Will.
So glad, Jeremy, you were able to join us. Shane, yeah. He was MIA as always.
Wait, no, wasn't I there for that? I thought I was
there for that.
I was there,
but Shane was not there. It just feels so incomplete when it's not all three of us.
No,
doing these interviews with guys that are going on to the next level. They're going to be huge. They're going to make the Sun Belt so much more prestigious in the major leagues. And there's no Metlin.
Yeah, Metlin was like, not big enough for me. You know, let me know when Phil Steele's around, but when it's Will Turner. You know what, by the way, Will Turner looks nothing like Orlando Bloom. That was crazy. I was expecting him to look like Orlando Bloom. Didn't get that, though.
What are you talking about?
Will Turner! From Pirates of the Caribbean! God, don't you watch movies?
No.
I've been doing my British accent. Will Turner. Huh? That's it.
Jeremy, I survived a hurricane earlier this week.
Yeah.
I have not had internet access or power.
Uh-huh. I think your humor got waterlogged.
What didn't get waterlogged, though, was the plugs, promos, and parting shots.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I think you should lead us into that.
You think I should? What if I just start rambling on in an attempt to delay it as I think of something really quick?
It's no different than what you would do any other time.
All right. Let's see. You know, okay. Guys, do you have HBO Max? It's actually just Max now. Do you have Max?
Somehow, yes. Yeah. I don't know who logged into it at my house, but your account is now mine.
Somehow you got it. Shane, you said you got it?
Yep.
All right. So you probably noticed that new King Kong Godzilla movie is featured as like its featured movie.
I didn't notice.
No, you haven't noticed that? No. It's King Kong, Godzilla, I think it's King Kong, Godzilla, the New Empire. And it follows the adventures of King Kong and Godzilla as they sort of, you know, make their way into the world and become actual friends, to tell you the truth. And let me tell you,
is that allowed?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be allowed on any like sane, rational movie studio organization. They should continue making them enemies. Instead, they keep making them friends. Here's the thing: it's probably the worst King Kong Godzilla movie I've ever seen. It's just awful. They give King Kong a metal fist. It gets stupid. If you really want to watch a great Godzilla movie, Godzilla Minus One. It's on Netflix right now. It took a while for him to finally get on there. It's on there right now. That's how a Godzilla movie needs to be. It's really good stuff. It's dubbed from Japanese to English or whatever you want to call it. I wish it wasn't. I wish it was just pure Japanese. Whatever. It's good stuff. Check it out. Godzilla Minus One. That's what a Godzilla movie should be about. Not this King Kong being friends with Godzilla crap.
You watch a lot of movies that don't even cross my radar.
I don't have time for your art house movies, your elite East Coast cinema. All right, I watch the blockbusters, buddy, and some of it, it's really bad. So you take the good with the bad.
I mean, the last movie I watched was Blue Mountain State.
The Rise of Thad or Thad Land.
Well, are you living in 2007?
I somehow missed all of that when it originally came out.
Oh, all right.
Shane, what do you have for us?
Since you didn't let me do it last week and ooh, I had to think of something on the fly, I'm just going plugging or promoing this time. Yeah. Check it out on DNRonline.com/sports, read all the July content we're trying to put out, because right around the corner it's going to be serious football stuff happening. And we'll have everything you want to know about JMU and the Sun Belt and everything else. If you happen to be interested in high school football in the Shenandoah Valley, you can like check that out too. So
nobody's interested in that.
Check us out, dnronline.com.
But you will have actual football stories to write about, right? Not conjecture, real stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, does the Daily News Record, does it have a movie critic?
Not in-house.
Oh, well, you know, if you can let the editors know about me.
I will.
I love critiquing movies.
I will. I will mention that.
Just let them know. You know, I won't charge a lot, but yeah, I'd like to get my name out. Just, I'm soft launching this idea.
Okay.
Just feel it out.
Is it bad that I just realized it's July?
Yeah. We even had an Independence Day, Tibbs.
Yeah, I missed it all.
Yeah, all right.
But one thing I didn't miss there, Jeremy.
All right.
It's political season. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
Make sure you're registered to vote.
Sure.
Because if nothing else, in the state of Louisiana, they continue their record, their string of amazing I voted stickers. They had the Blue Dog a couple years ago. They've had the Pelican. This year, it'll be a dancing crawfish with a top hat whose name is Mark de Ballot.
I get it. You put your mark on a ballot, and his name is Mark de Ballot. Very Louisiana. I like it.
I'm so glad the humor does not escape you there, Jeremy.
No, man, I got it right away. I mean, instantly. It painted the picture for me.
Do you take the sticker, Jeremy, when you're offered it after you vote?
Well, first of all, in Arkansas, what you're given is the standard red, white, and blue I voted sticker. It's not very special. I think it's cool that Louisiana has taken it upon themselves to make, you know, something unique out of those. And secondly, no, I cannot stand it when the old lady approaches you with the sticker and tries to put it to my shirt. I don't like stickers. I don't like sticky stuff. And furthermore, I don't really care to let people know if I voted or not. That's my business. It's not the world's business. You know, people get on Facebook and they're like, I voted. I don't give a shit. That's your thing. That's your business, not my business. My business is something else, and your business is something else. You don't have to tell me what you had to eat or what air you breathed or where you're thinking about going on vacation. These are things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to vote. You're supposed to get something to eat. You're supposed to be in bed by 10. These are things you're supposed to do. I don't need a notification. I damn sure don't need a sticker for it.
Shane, do you take the sticker after you vote?
Yeah, I usually do. They don't try to put it on you.
You just grab it from the reel, right? The spool?
Yeah.
See, and where I vote in this county, they have them torn off and spread out on the table, and the lady just points and is like, here, take a sticker if you would like, Jeremy. It's not a hostile, over-the-top experience. It's your choice.
In Arkansas, they're very pushy about it. They want you to wear that damn sticker, and I won't do it. I refuse. I'm against the grain.
It's not like I write, like, I voted straight ticket or, like,
that's just insane.
You know, nobody knows who I voted for. And that's going to, that'll stay that way. But
I voted for weird fourth party.
I feel like Jeremy has, like, post-traumatic stress from, as a child, he got a sticker at the dentist or something. And now he won't get a I voted sticker.
I don't like stickers. You know, science is still not determined why sticky stuff is sticky. They know it's sticky, but they can't figure out the molecular clues that make stuff sticky. And I think that's suspicious. All right. So I don't like stickers. Don't approach me with one because I'm going to flinch. And I may say something ridiculous like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to adhesive, which I have said 100 times now. And people will believe it. Oh, he must be allergic to adhesive. I'm not. I just don't want a sticker.
Speaking of which, Jeremy, did you order the stickers this year for promos as we give them out at games?
No, not yet. It's not good that I'm in charge of that. All right. That's some great show right there, guys. You guys knocked it out of the park.
Hopefully.
I had like a headache that started midway through here, and I managed to power through it. So I feel like I'm just going to give myself kudos for such a great show.
Shainer, what's the latest? Are you meeting us in New Orleans?
I doubt it.
Shane, we'll get you a sticker.
Shane, you want to lead us in?
No.
No. All right.
Young Will All Turner right. making those swords. Yeah.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection at the lowest prices, ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast using our landscape design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on concrete landscaping blocks right now at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week in-store or on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to school creeping up? Don't sweat it. Ollie Mood Supplements protect your inner chill. Bring home Hello Happy or Goodbye Stress today and do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a store near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.